ओम नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर् उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। द रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 19 दिदृक्षुस्तत्अहं भूयः प्रणिधाय मनोहृदि वीक्षमानो अपि नापश्यम् अवितृप्ता इवातुरः। प्लीज रिपीट। दिदृक्षु तदहं भूयः प्रणिधाय मनोहृदि वीक्षमानो अपि नापश्यम् अवितृप्त इवातुरः। दिदृक्षु तदहं भूयः प्रणिधाय मनोहृदि वीक्षमानो अपि नापश्यम् अवितृप्त इवातुरः। दिदृक्षु तदहं भूयः प्रणिधाय मनोहृदि वीक्षमानो अपि नापश्यम् अवितृप्त इवातुरः। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रमय की। दिदृक्षु डिजायरिंग टू सी तत् दैट अहम आई भूयः अगेन प्रणिधाय हैविंग कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड द माइंड मनः माइंड हृदि upon the heart, vikshamanah, waiting to see, api, in spite of, na, never, apashyam, saw him, avitriptah, without being satisfied, eva, like, aturah, aggrieved, Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, I desire to see again that transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see Him anymore. And thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. Please repeat, I desire to see again that transcendental form of the Lord. But despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see Him anymore. And thus, dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. Purport, there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision, just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. The sun rises out of His own accord. So also the Lord is pleased to be present out of His own causeless mercy. One should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed duty in devotional service of the Lord. Narada Muni thought that the Lord could be seen again by the same mechanical process which was successful in the first attempt. But in spite of his utmost endeavor, he could not make the second attempt successful. The Lord is completely independent of all obligations. He can simply be bound up by the tie of unalloyed devotion. Nor is He visible or perceivable by our material senses. When He pleases, being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy of the Lord, then He may be seen out of His own accord. Om Tat Sat. Om Agyanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nittai Gaur Premanande. We are reading a narration of Narada Muni's experience to Vyasadev, how he became what he is. And here he is describing, I think the last time, last Saturday, we discussed how Narada Muni found his mother is passed away and all alone in that forest. He gains strength from the past association that he has had with the wonderful Bhakti Vedantas, Mahabhagavatas, and he understands that the Lord has shown him special mercy, and he proceeds on his way. And then there is a description of him going through many different areas, beautiful places, but not getting attached to any place. Finally, meditating on the Supersoul in the heart, in that forest in a beautiful place. And when he started thinking about the Lord, meditating on the Lord in the heart, based on the instructions he has received from those Mahabhagavatas, he at once became highly spiritually emotional, and he felt deep separation, and then tears started flowing from his eyes. He had a full experience and he saw the form of the Lord. He saw the Lord. But then the Lord disappeared. The Lord simply disappeared. That was the Pashloka that we heard. That transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. O Vyasadeva, at that time, being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see both myself and the Lord. So, in his heart, Narada Muni saw the Super Soul, Krishna, in all his beautiful form. Beautiful shark-shaped earrings, broad forehead, curly locks of hair, lotus-like eyes, and beautiful complexion like the fresh rain-bearing cloud. So beautiful, he saw the full form of the Lord. And in the shloka today, as soon as the form of the Lord disappeared, he is desiring, I desire to see that again. But despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore, and thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. So Narada Muni thought, because I did this process of meditation on the form of the Lord in the heart and did my sadhana, the Lord appeared. This is what everybody will think. And so he tried again doing that. The Lord did not appear. He didn't appear to him again. So Prabhupada is giving a brilliant purport. There is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. In other words, although he saw the Lord through that process, you may not see him again through the same process. Why? It means seeing the Lord and the Lord appearing in front of you is independent of your process. It's independent of your process. It is not necessary the Lord should appear if you do your sadhana very nicely. But normally you will get the fruit. But you cannot think and take it for granted that by my effort I have captured the Lord. As soon as you think like that, the Lord will disappear. The Lord is never under the influence of anything material or under the influence of somebody's effort alone. He's not a product of our effort. Namam sadhayati yogo. You won't get me by your sadhana. You won't get me by your yoga, by your swadhyaya, by your great study of the scriptures. See, that's mentioned. Nayam pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuna shutena yam evaishya vrinute tena labhyas tasyaiva atma vivrinute tanum swam. Nayam atma pravachanena labhya. You are not going to get that Supreme Lord by your discussion or by your own self-knowledge, atma, jnana. Na medhaya, by your intelligence. Na bahushutena, by having learnt a lot. But tasyaiva atma vivrunute tanum swam. The Lord is not a product of any of these things. Bhakti only captures the Lord. Only devotion to the Lord binds him, like Prabhupada says here. He can simply be bound up by the tie of unalloyed devotion. And that devotion, bhakti, is independent of any of these things actually. It arises because of this, but it is not dependent on all these things. Just like Krishna is pleased by the devotional service and he appears, but it is not that you can actually keep him. Whenever you call him, he will come. Chanted my 16 rounds. Come on. Give darshan. I read 2 chapters of Bhagavad Gita and chanted them today. Come on. No. He is not under anybody's order. This is the meaning of Supreme Lord. Prabhupada says here, the Lord is completely independent of all obligations. People have all sorts of things. This fruitive mentality that we have lived through for so many janmas, where it means that I do something, I get some fruit. I do something, I get some fruit. I do my sadhana, Krishna comes. That same thing we extend and extrapolate to think that I will do this, you must give me that. But Krishna is telling Narada Muni, you know, it doesn't work like that. I am only available through devotion. There's a nice leela mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Lord Chaitanya, he was initially inaugurated the Sankirtan movement initially in Srivas Thakur's house. You know, Srivas Sangan, where we go next to our temple, next to the birthplace. So in that place, they were doing nightly kirtans. Very ecstatic kirtans. They were dancing, closing all the windows and doors and dancing and chanting inside. So one very austere young Brahmana wanted to see the Lord's dancing. And he was known to Srivas Thakur. And he was drinking only milk, performing austerities, worshipping that thing, salagram, that, this, chanting that shloka, this shloka, everything. Generally austere person, austere Brahmana. So he said, I want to see Lord Chaitanya dancing. So Srivas Thakur thought, he's a nice Brahmana, austere Brahmana, he subsists only on drinking milk and all that. So you come. He allowed him. And he said, stay there and watch, don't... So that austere young Brahmana wanted to watch Lord Chaitanya dancing. So he went and hid himself and he, Srivas Thakur's house. So that day Lord Chaitanya danced, and then suddenly he said, I'm not getting that ecstasy, something is wrong. He called Srivas Thakur and said, is somebody here who is not supposed to be here? Then he said, yes my lord, this young Brahmana wanted to see you dance. He is austere Brahmana, he subsists himself only on milk. Lord Chaitanya said, no, immediately take him out. You think you can get me by drinking milk? And then he raised his hands and he said that, I declare that you cannot achieve me unless you surrender and develop love for me. I am not a product for somebody to achieve. Even the simplest of persons who develops love for me can get me easily. He may be a mlecha, he may be a chandala. He can get me very easily by simply expressing his love for me. But I am not available to the greatest performer, the scholar and everybody, because they have not developed surrender and love for me. So the Lord is independent. He said, the milk and all will not get me. You can drink tons of milk. You're not going to get love for Krishna. You can do all these austerities. You can read that, this and become great. So, no process of devotion should become mechanical. The Lord is not achieved by a mechanical process. Because I did that, therefore I should get this. This formula, left hand side is equal to right hand side. If I do this, this should come. This is fruitful life. This is material life. In spiritual life, the person is simply hankering for the mercy of the Lord. Tatte anukampam susamikshamanah bhunjane evam kritam vipakam tadvag vapubir vidadhan namaste jiveta mukti pade sadaya bhak. So we have been taught by all great acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, simply continue to render your devotional service. Prabhupada is saying here, at the opportune moment. Right? Go on discharging his prescribed duty in devotional service of the Lord. His cause, one should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed duty. So whatever difficulties you may have, you just tolerate it and you simply perform devotional service to the Lord. That is the greatest wealth. The opportunity to do devotional service. The opportunity to perform devotional service is not so easy. As soon as you perform devotional service, we think we are so great already. How can the Lord appear? Devotional service should make you very humble. In humility, when we petition the Lord, without becoming very puffed up, then there is purity. And there is a chance that the Lord will appear. Anyway, we are not performing devotional service for the Lord to appear. Are we performing devotional service for the Lord to appear? I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am reading Bhagavatam, I am going distributing books because I want to see the Lord. We are not thinking like that. The person who wants to serve is no condition. I am a dog. I am a lowest of the low. Somehow by mercy of Vaishnava's Guru and Krishna, I am engaged in some seva. I shall do that. I am not demanding anything. Simply the opportunity for seva itself is so great. In this way a person renders devotional service. And then the Lord may choose by His own causeless mercy to appear in front and give you darshan. If it is so planned by Him. That is His mercy. Srila Prabhupada explained to us that one who is really sincere and dedicated, keeps himself pure and renders service according to the instructions he receives, he will meet the Lord in performing the devotional service. In carrying out the instructions that he has received from Guru and Krishna, he will personally meet the Lord. That experience is very different. To be in Krishna consciousness means you are conscious of Krishna. You are conscious of Krishna. All the time you are with Krishna. It's not necessary to once upon a time see the Lord and then wait for Him to see. No. Constantly you are in Krishna consciousness means constantly you are aware of the Lord. Constantly you are in touch. So why will such a person think that when can I see the Lord, when can I see the Lord? What he does is, he serves the Lord constantly. He is constantly, because he is in Krishna consciousness constantly, he is ecstatically serving the Lord constantly. So inside devotional service one can meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Inside devotional service one can meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, these are things that Prabhupada has taught us through his books. We can see that. We must understand devotional service carefully. Of course, Narada Muni is very attracted to the form of the Lord, and the Lord comes and tells him, you are not yet purified, so I cannot, you won't see me. And due course of time, you will see me. So he went through that stage of bhava, highest stage, next to love of Godhead. Next to prema, just before prema is bhava, bhava bhakti. So he had all this tears in his eyes, his hair standing on end, shivering, trembling, because of the experience of seeing the Lord. So they can imagine constantly if you are like that, in great happiness. This is Krishna consciousness. This is described here. And the Lord disappeared and told, you cannot see me now. I am giving you a sample. So now you will be safe. You will not fall in Maya again because of this experience you have. You will constantly hanker and achieve me. See? So, desiring to see the transcendental form of the Lord. Desiring to see the transcendental form of the Lord is a reality. A devotee, he hankers definitely to see the Lord, to see the form of the Lord. All these things are acceptable. They are not something anathema to spiritual life. Definitely, devotional service should be rendered according to the Acharya's direction. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he is given the whole method how to systematically execute devotional service so that one can come face to face in front of the Lord and eternally render service to Him in love and devotion. This is accepted. So the form of the Lord is a reality. That's so much against what impersonalists think. Not all impersonalists are bad. Impersonalists, some of them are Brahmavadis, and their realization of the absolute truth is only Brahmajyoti. But they can get attracted to the Lord because the Lord has such a beautiful form, and they become attracted to the form of the Lord and fully believe in the personal form of the Lord and His personality. But other Mayavadis and impersonalists who deny the Lord a form, who deny the absolute truth a form, they are offensive. They go against a form of the Lord. And their conclusion is based on their own experience. Their material form is giving them a bad time in the material world. So they philosophize and achieve and arrive at a place where they think that how can the Lord also have a form? I am suffering so much with a form, this body. Therefore the conclusion is the absolute truth whom I want to associate with cannot have this type of a form. So therefore they cancel form for the Lord. And others become envious of the Lord and subtract the form from Him because His form is very wonderful. You see, subtract the form of the Lord from Him. So these are offensive impersonalists. They impersonalize the absolute truth, not through the Vedic literature alone. They extend and extrapolate the Vedic literature to accommodate their enviousness. And in this way, make Lord formless. They make Lord formless. So they have a very bad destination. Not very interesting. So the devotees of the Lord, they know the Lord as a transcendental form. Achintya rupam. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya datam achintya rupam aditya varnam tamasaparastat. Aditya Varnam, brilliant like the sun. Tamasa Parastat, beyond this tama, beyond this darkness. The Lord's form is transcendental. Achinti Rupam, something you cannot think of, cannot conceive of. So, these are believed in by the devotees of the Lord because they are developing love for the Lord. Because they develop love for the Lord. In bhakti, everything is accommodated. But if you don't develop devotion for the Lord, you will get really bewildered in understanding the absolute truth beyond a certain level. So here Narada Muni obviously is a devotee, but he has practiced the yogi process and he has meditated in the form of the Lord in the heart and got a hint, no, you cannot see me. You have to develop devotion and then you can actually see my transcendental form. So form of the Lord is a reality and we can achieve association with that form of the Lord and His personality by execution of devotional service. And it is a fact that awakening of love of Krishna makes it much easier and better for us to appreciate the form of the Lord. The form of the Lord cannot be very well appreciated. Theoretically it may be known, may not be very well appreciated unless a person has developed love for the Lord. That's why you see the gopis, they keep praising the form of the Lord. They keep praising His lips so nice, His face like a lotus, His eyes like this. You are killing us by not, you know, attending to us. They so much engrossed in devotional service, in love of the Lord, that they go to the extent of even chastising the Lord or not being present in front of them. See. So these are all very exotic, loving affairs of the gopis and Krishna. And they are in constant touch with the form of the Lord, His personality. And they're constantly appreciating and they just want to keep seeing the form of the Lord. Want to constantly keep seeing. Yasya ananam makarakundala charu karna brajat kapola subhagam savila sahasam nityotsavam nattatripur vibanti nadyo narascha mudita kupita nimeshascha. The Yasyananam Makarakundala Charukarna, the beautiful face and nose and eyes of the Lord. Makarakundala Charukarna, Brajat, broad forehead. Subhagam Savila Sahasam, beautiful smile. And it is a feast, the face is a feast, Nitya Utsava. So, the gopis is mentioned, Pibati, they are drinking, looking at the face of the Lord and drinking through the ears and eyes and everything. Naryo narascha kupita. Nimishe, they don't want to close their eyelids. This, all the ladies, Naryo narascha kupita, they don't want to close their eyelids. They want to keep drinking. And when they are forced to close their eyelids, they curse Brahma. What design you have made? We have to close our eyelid for a nimisha and we lose sight of the Lord for that nimisha. Who are you? What designer are you? Don't know how to design. Is this a way to design? How can we use the eyes for seeing the Lord? They are such exalted people, they found a design fault. Obviously this body is, you know, not the body meant for that, but the gopis, they found a fault with Brahma and they were cursing Brahma. Useless designer. The greatest designer in the universe. The gopis found useless. No use. Why? We cannot enjoy the form of the Lord, the beautiful face of the Lord. See. Pakshmakridrisham. So the gopis, there, unalloyed love and their unalloyed lustless appreciation of the Lord. No lust involved. Only pure prema. and they're completely offering themselves to the Lord. Then Krishna reveals himself. He just offers himself to the gopis. The slightly the gopis showed some possessive nature, he disappeared from the rasa dance. As soon as even Radharani thought a little bit like that, but not to be compared with our thoughts of, you know, possessing. Very exalted and different. Krishna disappeared there. And then they were hankering and they were completely lost. So depressed and aggrieved, like Narada Muni is feeling here, that the Lord reappeared. And he danced the famous rasa dance. He held them, embraced them, kissed them, went round and round with them. He gave them full experience of his form, his wonderful personality. Because they were such unalloyed devotees. This is the result of super unalloyed devotion of the gopis. Because the Lord, he said, I can't return you anything. Na paraye ham. I cannot equal your love for me. I can simply offer myself. Be satisfied with your own devotional service. So this is the fruit of pure devotional service. That we can associate with the absolute truth. He is a person with a brilliant, amazing form. And that form can be seen and associated with. So the devotees, they aspire for that. They become eager to render service to the Lord and get the association. So what are we doing devotional service for? Why do I get up in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavatam, and although my mind is telling me so many other things, I am doing these things. We lose meaning in our performance if we don't keep the goal in front. This is the ultimate goal of life. To be able to associate with Krishna, render service to Him in the spiritual world, in Goloka. We should keep that in mind as our aim. We have a very lofty goal. Our goal, devotee's goal, is not ordinary to get a job somewhere or get married to so-and-so or go to America or, you know, become a millionaire or this, or even become Brahma, you know, some demigod. Devotee's desire is very high class. They are beyond reaching for the moon. They are reaching for Krishna. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us, Vamana, like the dwarf reaching for the moon, what chance has he got? But devotees are even more than that. They are straight away expecting Krishna. They have a very lofty ideal and they believe in it. They actually believe in it. They have no problem. They have no problem. So this keeps us going. A lofty goal, it may seem like, but Prabhupada is saying here, Krishna can be bound by devotion. Why has he appeared to Narada Muni? He sees in Narada Muni potential bhakti. He has got devotion. It has been implanted in him by the Bhakti Vedantas whom he visited, and he is growing it. Krishna is growing it in Narada Muni's heart. He's coming and he's going, and Narada Muni is becoming very, very eager to have, and this way his bhakti is growing. And there is nobody there to spoil it. So he is independently associating with Krishna, and in this way it's good fortune for him that his bhakti grew very fast. You can see as soon as he saw the Bhakti Vedanta's mother passed away, he goes and he sees the Lord. Very fast it happens for him. So also for Dhruva Maharaj. As soon as he got insulted, he took the advice of his mother, went to the forest, he met Narada Muni. The same Narada Muni who also got super fast, and he advised him. Dhruva Maharaj, very determined, he saw the super soul. Instantly. And then as soon as he saw the Lord, he told him, Swamim Kirtartho Asmin Varam Nayache. Having seen you, I don't want anything now. I came to ask for a piece of glass, but you have given me a diamond. So I have no desire. So these are all history, not just his story. It's not a story. Somebody's story, his story. It is real history. It's in the past, it's happened. It's recorded, chronicled in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And don't think this is a story. It is his story, Krishna's story. You're right. Who's his Krishna's story? Story of devotion. How he implants devotion in the heart of devotees. And he hungrily comes after devotion. Wherever there is bhakti, Krishna will be appearing. So the method of achieving the association of Krishna in his brilliant form is to develop devotion. That devotion is not going to develop mechanically. It is a personal expression of the soul. Out of your own desire and volition, you can establish a loving relationship with the Lord. That potential is there in everybody. That is the highest spiritual goal. You see, that is the highest spiritual goal. You see. So this is what is taught by all the great acharyas, and Srila Prabhupada has brilliantly written his purports according to that. And we should learn to develop faith and then eagerness to achieve that. And this is the goal of life. We should be nicely fixed in the goal of life. We should study, understand Prabhupada's books, perform and mature our understanding of the goal of life. And we should be vigilant, not settle for anything less. Not settle for anything less. So it's a brilliant sequence. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining very nicely. Dhruva Maharaj also went through that same experience. And Dhruva Maharaj, his prayers were so brilliant. He was so young, small boy. He was struggling to express himself, and the Lord put his conchal on his head and gave him the power to express himself. He started speaking choice composition in glorifying the Lord. You see. And he immediately told the Lord, I am doing it only because you have entered me. Yo anta pravishya mamavachi imam prasuptam sanjeevayati akhila shakti dhara swadamna. He explained that yo anta pravishya, you have entered me and enlivened my senses, my intelligence, and I offer my obeisances to you. You see, he had direct association, and when he did that, immediately he knew what was happening. And he offered his prayers to the Lord feelingly. So these are not ordinary instances. And Krishna is awarding this to anybody who has even an iota of devotion. So devotional service is most important. Developing love for the Lord. That is why from morning to evening we are reminded, we come for Mangalarati, we worship the deities, we chant, we hear. All these things are very important to develop our bhakti. We have the potential. It has to be developed. And it is a happy, good news for us. The Lord has got a brilliant form. He is an amazing Supreme Personality. And we all belong to Him, and we can go back to Him. Most comforting and security-laden expression given in the Bhagavad Gita. You are not alone. Krishna is with you, even now, in your heart, giving you the energy and the intelligence to understand. And this should make everybody very happy. But people are so externally oriented, only if they see the bank balance they are happy, only if they see a beautiful, you know, woman or a wife they are happy. They are happy only if they have assets. They are happy only of this, so external. And Krishna is sitting there waiting for you to look at him to give you real happiness. You don't look at him at all. You don't look at him, you're carrying Krishna all along with you. And any time you choose to, you can reciprocate with you and you can derive greatest happiness. That's why the analogy is given like the kasturi deer. The kasturi deer, from its navel, all the kasturi scent comes out. And the kasturi deer also gets a smell and says, where is it coming from? And it runs here and there. Where is the smell? It's coming from its own navel. So we have, as spirit souls, the capacity to relate with the Supreme Lord, who is in our heart as super soul. Instantly. And that is what the soul needs. And Narada Muni has been guided to that by Krishna in the heart. This is amazing. If you analyze it very deeply, how Krishna is involved in everything that we do. And if we do it consciously, devotionally, and sincerely pray to the Lord, He will be available. That's the reality. So this is the goal of life. Very nicely, Prabhupada has explained to us the goal of life. And many Mayavadis, impersonalists, their preaching of the goal of life woefully falls short of this. But they seem to be very popular because they are by nature offensive towards the Lord. They don't appreciate the form of the Lord. They don't appreciate the personality of the Lord. They reduce the Lord to some lower energy, just some light, Brahman, like that. So that is a far cry from what is mentioned here. Shri Jagannath Paladev Subhadramayi ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nittai Guru Premanande. Any questions or comment?
Yes. This is selfless service. This only attracts
Krishna. Yes. Brahmavadis are not offensive. They are realize the absolute truth to the level of Brahman. But from that place, if they get association of Krishna, they will again go up. Shukadeva Goswami, the four Kumaras, they were all pure. And as soon as they came to know about Krishna and his form, they got attracted to Krishna and became wonderful, pure devotees.
Krishna is saying that in Bhagavad Gita, the path of is it is difficult.
Klesho adhikataraste sham, avyakta sakta cheta sham. Yeah, avyakta hi gatir dukkham. Thinking that to be the ultimate goal of life, to pursue and get that, is a painful process. But to get me in devotion is very easy compared to that. True. But devotion somehow eludes many people. They understand this and practice devotion by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, according to Lord Chaitanya's order. Then His special mercy reigns and he gets devotion easily, very simply. Just you have to be offenseless.
Hare
Hare Krishna.
Buddha is an incarnation of the Lord, but why don't we support their method?
Buddha is an incarnation of the Lord. If you go now and see the Buddhists, what they are doing, the Buddhist monks eat meat, and their practices are way away from what Buddha actually said. Sadaya hirdaya darshita pashughatam keshavadritta buddha sharira jaya jagadisha hare nindati yasya vidher ahah shuti jatam. Vidhi, the Vaidika vidhi, they went against that. They started killing animals, therefore Buddha descended. What is the use of being a Buddhist if you are continuing to eat animals, killing them and eating them? In what way are you being a Buddhist? That's number one. Okay. Originally what Buddha said, that many people cannot follow. But Buddha's purpose was not that alone. Buddha's main purpose was to free people from the sin of killing animals and consuming them. As mentioned, he incarnated for that. So that was achieved. As soon as that is achieved, they got promoted to other levels of understanding. Buddhism philosophy is shunyavad. Everything is zero. Philosophy. It's like Shankaracharya also floated a philosophy from the Vedic literature which is not really apt and true. But it's all done at various times by incarnations of the Lord, by empowered personalities sent by the Lord, for the sake of directing people properly. In itself, that philosophy is not the be-all and end-all of understanding of the Absolute Truth. There is more. It's only a stepping stone. So that's why people who are Buddhists may not be fully satisfied with the philosophy.
If we could not feel any reciprocation
the way Narada Muni felt, you have to simply continue to chant Hare Krishna and petition the Lord, because that is what is devotional service. You will do even after you see the Lord. So what's the problem? Do it even before. The only thing is, you did not get to see the Lord, but your devotional service is accepted by the Lord. You are doing it under the direction of Guru. So what's your problem if you don't get to see?
We are following because our faith is, it's not very fixed. That is the problem. So when the faith is not fixed, so always we will be having this, some thoughts will come.
That will come in the initial stages. Gradually you become up to the level of nishtha, up to the level of anartha nivritti. Actually, Prabhupada says it will be a little bit of a challenge. After that, one gets fixed. Till all the bad things in the heart are out. Anartha nivritti. Unwanted things are out. So this devotional service will purify you, especially if you are carefully following it. If you mechanically do it, even the devotional service process will not give you the result. You have to be watchfully, vigilantly performing. Right? Then you definitely get the result. The problem is impatience. And the problem is the idea and thinking according to fruitive conditioning that I should get something for this. I should get something for this. In a tangible way I should get. Because the material mind is saying that. There is nothing materially tangible that you are going to get by devotional service. Isn't it? Yeah, you are going to get something completely greater and different from what your mind is making you expect, and therefore being dissatisfied. That's why we should read the scripture, associate with devotees, and deeply understand, what is it that I am expecting? What am I expecting? By our past conditioning, we are expecting something. It's actually something material, although it may be subtle. So, none of those things are going to come to you. Okay, at least I must see Krishna. Otherwise, what is the use of, like this you may be laying conditions. You see, so become qualified to see Krishna. Then you will see Krishna. Krishna is not some person who has to come because you chanted Hare Krishna, is to come and stand in front of you. My dear devotee, you chanted, you did your sadhana nicely, here is my darshan, I will come. He is not some pune you can call, ring the bell and he comes. He is not, you see, on his own, sambhavami atma mayaya, out of my own energy, my own choice, my own mercy on you, I will come and go. I don't have to, no obligation towards anybody. So don't tie up the absolute truth in some type of a mundane obligation born out of our mind. Even if it is a religious, pious activity, even if it is a spiritual activity, even if it is devotional service, Krishna is even beyond that. He has got his own personality and he can do if he so desires. He is an individual. He wears a peacock feather. And the instrument he likes most is the flute. And his dress is yellow. And he is black colored. He is all personal. He also, so he chooses to come to his devotee out of his own feeling of mercy. We have to accommodate individual personality inside our life. We want to be so much individualistic. But when it comes to the Lord, we want him to be spread like butter, common. No individuality. You should respond to me now. Right. So, this is a process. This is a process. And we have to execute that process without any material expectation. We should be happy if our love grows for Krishna. Even if it does not, we should execute the devotional service. In fact, you have no other choice by staying in the material world. What else will you do? You'll get angry and jump into the material ocean and enjoy sense gratification. You'll kill yourself more. What can you do after learning all these things? You can't do anything more. You're stuck. Better become a pure devotee of the Lord and go back to God. That's the only way that is open. You'll realize that more and more. With great difficulty you will detach yourself. Or with ease you can detach yourself. Better you be easy. Because it has to be this way only. And Krishna has chosen you. I'll make you paka. So better surrender faster and don't spend too much time here. Because you can't escape it. Only other choice is you can jump and go through many more millions of janmas with sense gratification. And surface again in Krishna consciousness. Yes.
While we perform devotional service, the motivation may not be Krishna prema because it seems to be very far. So we may have other motivations because we lack certain things and we may be despairing that. Is it wrong?
Yes. Krishna prema may not be the motivation, but we follow the order of Prabhupada because we like Prabhupada. We like his great contribution. We like the nice stories in the Bhagavatam. I like to distribute books and teach this to the others. But I am not doing it out of Krishna prema, but I am doing it under the instruction of a pure devotee of the Lord. That will lead you to Krishna. It is understood very well that you cannot have Krishna prema so fast. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his instruction is given, chant, do this, surely you'll go back to God. He has given guarantee and he's saying you do that. And because we get attached to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books, his mission, his amazing life history, his institution, his tattva, philosophy of life that he has given, I like to do what he says. This way, because of a devotee, it's easier to get stuck to a devotee. To become a person lover of Krishna is not so easy. But we get saved by that. By becoming attached to a devotee. That is easy to do. So he takes us to Krishna. It's very nice that we understand that I am simply completely unqualified to get Krishna or Krishna Prema. I can see myself. After reading Bhagavat and everything, I can see, understand who I am. Only if Krishna has mercy on me, only the devotee has mercy on me, I can survive. That realization is a great realization. It is meant for progress. So it's nice that we realize these things. And in this way we can become humbler. And Krishna, the kingdom of God is for the meek and the mild. Humble and the meek, Jesus said. Prabhupada repeated that the kingdom of God is for the humble and the meek. Right. Again. I just spoke to you last night.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how can I consistently avoid offenses towards the holy name Krishna and Vaishnavas?
By consistently avoiding offenses to the Vaishnavas and the holy name. Period. Full stop. Think about it. Om Tat Sat, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.